Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 38, found in Grade 7, Book 2, of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 38 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 61 of the Grade 7 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 38. In this question, the student is given a list of prices of plants sold and is asked to complete the frequency table to show how many plants were sold in each price range. The student also needs to title the table and label the columns, and then determine which price range shows the least number of plants sold. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response shows the frequency table completed correctly. The title of the table is Flowers Sold at the Nursery. The label for the first column is Price Range, and the label for the second column is Number Sold. The second column contains the data for the number of plants sold. The numbers, in order from top to bottom, are 3, 3, 2, and 4. Any other valid response would also be acceptable. The correct response for the price range is $8 to $11.99. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 63. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 3. In this complete and correct response, the student has labeled the chart with the title Plant Sale and the column labels Cost and Sold. The number of plants sold is entered correctly, as is the answer for the price range. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is a score point 2. This response is only partially correct. The column labels, the data recorded for 3 of the price ranges, and the answer for the price range that shows the least number of plants sold are all correct. However, the table is missing a title, and the number of plants sold for the highest price range should be 4, not 3. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is also a score point 2. In this response, the frequency table is missing a title, and the answer for the price range is incorrect. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is another score point 2 response. In this paper, the table is correctly titled, and the values for the number of plants sold in each price range are correct. However, the columns are missing labels, and the higher price range shows a minor transcription error for the least number of plants sold. The answer should be $11.99, not simply $11. In the fifth guide paper, which is the first score point 1, we find that the table is missing a title, and the label for the second column is incorrect. This column lists number of plants sold, not hours. The answer for the price range is also incorrect. This response demonstrates that the student has only a limited understanding of the task. Okay, let's review the sixth guide paper, which is also a score point 1. The only correct information in this response is the second column, which lists the numbers of plants sold. The title is missing from the chart, the labels for the two columns are incorrect, and the answer for the price range is simply a repeat of the last row of the table. Next, we have the seventh guide paper, which is a score point 1. In this paper, only 3 of the table values and the 2 column labels are correct. The title of the table, the value for the first price range, and the answer for the price range with the least number of plants sold are all incorrect. This response demonstrates that the student has only a limited understanding of the task. The eighth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. Although the title and the 2 column labels are correct, the answer and the work shown in both areas are incomplete and incorrect. The information provided with the rest of the response is incorrect or not sufficient to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the task. Please take a moment to review these 8 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 38, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 3-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 38. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 36. In this response, the frequency table has been correctly completed, but the price range for the least number of plants sold is incorrect. This partially correct response receives a score point 2. In practice set 37, we find that the frequency table is complete and correct, and that the answer for which price range shows the least number of plants sold is also correct. Therefore, this response earns a score point 3. Next is practice set 38. In this paper, the student has completed most of the frequency table completely, but the value entries in the table have been incorrectly represented. This response receives a score point 2. Let's move on to practice set 39. There is nothing correct in this paper, so this response receives a score point 0. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 40. In this response, the table is mostly complete and correct. The title, the column labels, and 3 of the entries are correct. For the second entry, for the price range of $4 to $7.99, the number of plants sold should be 3, not 2. However, the answer for which price range shows the least number of plants sold is correct. This response receives a score point 2. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.